Support for this program by the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Experience more than 10,000 years of history and culture through art, dance, film, and more. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Tripp Krause, in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Rocky Boy Buffalo Project received approval for funding for labor costs to better manage incoming Yellowstone bison. Taylor Stagner has more.
The Intertribal Buffalo Council awarded the Chippewa Cree Indians of Rocky Boy roughly $20,000 to help fund labor costs. The Rocky Boy Buffalo Project has already made plans with the American Prairie Reserve in Malta to bring a handful of bison to the reservation in September of this year. Sustainability coordinator for the Rocky Boy Reservation, Jason Belcourt, works with the Rocky Boy Buffalo Project. He says that the tribe wants to start slow with a herd of less than 10.
We have a management plan that allows for 20 to be head, but we didn't want to just get right to that. We reintroduced the buffalo here and build that relationship.
Belcourt says instead of hiring new employees to manage the bison, they are planning to use the money to supplement the salaries of the tribe's fish and game employees and have them take on the responsibilities of taking care of the bison. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
For the first time, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has a tribal research coordinator. NOAA is a key federal leader of environmental research. As KDLG's Mackenzie Mancuso reports, those involved say the new position is a step toward better representation for Alaska's indigenous communities.
Mabel Baldwin Schaefer is the first tribal coordinator for the Alaska Fisheries Science Center's communications program. She was born and raised in Kiana, a small Inupiaq village on the Kobuk River in northwest Alaska. She says she will bring that perspective with her.
Near and dear to my heart has always been to improve local participation and to engage Alaskan communities in research development.
As a tribal coordinator, Baldwin Schaefer will facilitate existing communications and outreach efforts to communities. She will also act as a liaison between NOAA and communities that rely on subsistence when scientific research takes place in the future.
My job is to help enhance and strengthen research networks in order to build effective and meaningful collaborative partnerships with Alaskan Indigenous communities.
Baldwin Schaefer received her bachelor's degree in sustainability studies and a master's in environmental science from Alaska Pacific University. She previously led a collaborative study on offshore gold mining and its effects on the environment. Bob Foy, NOAA's Science and Research Director, says that the partnership with Baldwin Schaefer will benefit the organization and Indigenous communities across the state.
Our goal with that position is to bring information into our fisheries and marine mammal management process that includes Indigenous knowledge.
Baldwin Schaefer says she is working to establish contacts and recruit participants from diverse backgrounds and viewpoints to engage with NOAA's projects. In Naknek, I'm Mackenzie Mancuso.
A three-judge panel of the D.C. Circuit Court ruled that Indian Health Services wrongly withheld medical care funding for a federally recognized tribe located along the Nevada-Oregon border. According to court documents, in 2016, IHS intended to shutter the Emergency Health Services and Health Clinic that served two tribes in the area. That prompted the Fort McDermitt Paiute and Shoshone tribes to take over operations. Law 360 reported that IHS slashed its annual support of the program by 92%. The opinion said IHS withheld money because the other tribe, the Winnemucca Indian Colony of Nevada, had not consented to hand over their tribal share of the funding. The decision rules that the tribe is entitled to the same amount of funding that Indian Health Services deemed necessary to run the program itself. And IHS owes the Fort McDermitt tribe's funding going back to 2016. The case will go back to district court to decide how much of the remaining $550,000 was wrongfully withheld. For National Native News, I'm Tripp Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the Sanoski Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty
and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.